Persian name. I have come this morning to tell you a little bit of my story, and hopefully through that story offer you some encouragement and challenge. About 600 BC, our people were taken captive and exiled to Babylon. Then, later on, Babylon was conquered by Persia, and that's where I lived. My parents died when I was very young. Boy, it just hurts my heart to think of them. I was young when they passed away, so I don't remember them very well, but oh, I can just feel the ache and the loss. It's always hard losing parents, no matter what age. But my uncle Mordecai was willing to take me in and raise me. Mordecai was an official in the palace. He was a godly man. He ended up raising me just like his own daughter. He provided for me, cared for me, taught me about Yahweh, taught me about all that God had done, how he had delivered his people, and trained me up in the way to follow him. I liked living with Mordecai. He was great, and we had wonderful chats, and I looked up to him and saw his advice. But there's a part of me that longed to go back to Jerusalem, to be in the place that was my ancestors. But that was not what God's plan was for me. The king of Persia at that time was a man by the name of Xerxes. Xerxes had a little bit of a temper at times. But I guess I don't really blame him. There was a lot of unrest in countries around. And here he was, leading this country pretty hard being a king. Xerxes was married to a woman by the name of Vashti. Queen Vashti was beautiful. One night, the king was having a party. And there was lots of eating and drinking. And then in the middle of the party, he called for Vashti to come. Queen Vashti refused. She did not want to be paraded before a whole bunch of drunken men. Well, when she refused, you just don't refuse a king. And Xerxes' advisors said not only had he harmed the king by refusing, but also had harmed all the other men. Once word got out that Vashti had refused to come when the king called, well, what would that mean for other women? They could also refuse their husbands, not having to obey them. Are you glad times have changed? Well, maybe some of you aren't. But anyway. So because of Vashti refusing and the worry about what might happen, Vashti was dethroned. She was no longer queen. That meant then that the kingdom needed another queen. Xerxes didn't want to just leave this all up to chance or look to another realm nearby. He wanted someone from within Persia. So he issued a decree that all young maidens would be brought to the palace and then one by one presented before him, and one of them would be chosen. When I heard this news, it kind of created some emotional turmoil within me. At first, you know, kind of like a lot of young girls, you know, you dream of being a princess, of living in a palace and wearing beautiful clothes. But then, as I thought about it, that's not what I wanted. I had already suffered so much loss, not living in the country of my parents, losing my parents. I didn't want to lose what I already had now. I liked the life I had with Mordecai. It was a comfortable home. I had friends. I loved going into the town, into the market, and interacting with the people. And there were some young girls that I was teaching, that I was telling them about God, about our ancestors, and how to follow the one true God. I didn't want to give all that up. I didn't want more loss in my life. But I also knew to refuse such an offer, well, Mordecai and I, we chatted about it that night. You know, what would it mean then if I were to be asked to go to the palace? And Mordecai suggested that it would be wise if I kept my Jewish origins a secret. Jews were not all looked upon favorably. So rather than using the name Hadassah, which I introduced you with, we decided on a Persian name and chose the name Esther. It ended up that, yes, I was chosen to go to the palace. When I was with those other girls and we walked in that night, walked through the gates, I realized I had a choice. I could live my life in fear, regret, anger, bitterness at having been pulled away from my uncle and having to live in this environment. Or I had a choice that I could choose life. I could choose each day to live as best I could for God. To trust that He was there, even in the midst of that palace, that He would care for me, and that I could choose to walk and follow Him each day. So that was the choice I made. There are some amazing things that we had to go through. Lots of wonderful beauty treatments, you know, baths with oils and perfumes, and it was quite luxurious. And there was also learning all the ways of the palace. A lot of strict protocols that had to be observed. We went through all this training, and then finally, one by one, we were brought to the king. The time came for me to come. And for whatever reason, Xerxes was pleased with me and chose me to be his queen, replacing Vashti. I'm not too sure why. Maybe part of it was because I wanted to care for him. Here was this leader of the country I wanted to be able to support and be the best I could be if I would be that queen. I wasn't looking or seeking the position, the authority of queen. And there I was, chosen. There were some great times. And there were some special moments of just doing that, of trying to be supportive of Xerxes. But not always called to be in his presence. Xerxes had quite a few people around him, advisors, and some of them were great, some of them were of questionable character. One of them was a man by the name of Haman. Oh, man. Just saying his name makes my skin crawl. Oh. Haman hated the Jews. And Haman was so proud that anybody that walked by him, they were to bow. Uncle Mordecai would not bow to Haman. This angered Haman greatly. He already had a hatred for the Jews. When you add this on top, he was furious. So he thought, we have got to annihilate all the Jews. Probably a little bit like your Hitler. So Haman consulted his gods. And the way he did that was to cast lots, something called Purim. Feast of Purim that we celebrate. That's where you get the name. But yeah, that's going a little bit ahead of myself here. So he casts these lots to figure out when would be the best day to annihilate the Jews. The day that came up was the 14th of Adar. Probably about the 7th of March on your calendar. So that was the day selected. He went to Xerxes and he had Xerxes issue an edict. Not sure if Xerxes really knew exactly what the edict was about. But this edict said that they could kill all the Jews, and as an incentive, when they were killed, they could plunder everything from them. Once Mordecai heard about this, he snuck into where I was, pulled me aside, and said, "You have got to go to the king and plead for our lives. Beg him for mercy." That's great. You don't go to the king without being summoned. And I had not been summoned for over a month. To go to the king without being summoned, likely death. Unless the king extended his golden scepter. I admit, I was more concerned about my own life than the life of my people. I was afraid of what might happen to me. But Mordecai said, how did I think that my life would be spared? No, I would be killed along with all the other Jews. And then Mordecai said something that spoke deep to my heart He said, do you not think that maybe that I had come to the palace for such a time as this? And I knew he was right. So I had to go to the king. But I knew I couldn't do it on my own. So I asked Mordecai if he would gather up all the Jews from around Susa, and for 3 days that they would fast and pray. After that time, I would go to the king. And if I perish, I perish. I also rounded up all my maids, and for those 3 days, we didn't eat or drink, day or night. And in the end of that time, I went to the king. As I went there and I opened the door to that inner courtroom, I was trembling. I didn't know if this was the end. But as soon as Xerxes saw me, he extended his golden scepter. He asked what I wanted, so I invited him and Haman to a dinner that night. They came, and then at the end of that night, I invited them to another dinner the next night. And on the next night, when Xerxes asked what it was that I wanted, I said, I wanted my life spared and the life of my people. Xerxes was so surprised at this, wondering who would want to kill me. And when it was discovered that it was Haman, he had Haman killed. A little bit before this, there was an incident where Mordecai had protected the life of the king. And when he found this out, he wanted to honor that person. Well, Haman thought it was him he was going to honor. No, it was Mordecai. And when Haman had to lead Mordecai around, oh boy, that fueled that anger in there. So much so that he built gallows that he had planned that Mordecai would be hung on. But instead, Haman ended up being on those gallows. The king could not revoke an edict. So what happened was a new edict needed to be sent. And the one that was sent then was that all the Jews could protect themselves, that they could plunder any enemy that raised a hand against them. So they were protected that 5th, 7th day of March. So ever since, every year, the Jews celebrate the Feast of Purim. It's a wonderful celebration. It begins with prayer and fasting. And then there's a time of music and food and drama, all sorts of fun things. The total book of Esther is read out loud. And any time the name Haman is used, the kids have all these noisemakers and rattlers that they shake. Kind of like this one, you know, boo. But it's a good time of remembering how sorrow was then turned to joy, rejoicing again in God's deliverance for his people. It's amazing to think how God used me. Here I was, someone in exile, an orphan, a Jew, a woman. A lot of strikes against me in that culture. God was willing to use me. God loves to use those of us who are weak, and through that show his glory. So this morning, I want to challenge you. Where are you right at this moment? Maybe not somewhere where you would choose. But in the midst of where you are, you have a choice. You can choose to live in fear, to live in regret, frustration, anger, all those pieces. Or you can choose life. To be able to say each day, God, I choose you. I choose to follow you in the midst of this situation, whatever it is, to know that you are there with me. And be willing to maybe step out in faith to how he might be calling you and have you in this place for such a time as this. Maybe there's something that's a little scary. Maybe it's not losing your life. Although there are people these days that still do. Maybe it's a loss of finances. A loss of somebody looking up to you. Hurtful words. It can be all sorts of loss. But know that you are not alone. Don't try to do it on your own strength. Get the strength of those around you. Have people praying for you, supporting you as you step out in this journey. Where does God have you now for such a time as this? Be bold. Step out. Trust Him. And choose this day to live for Him.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.